All right, get back to the land for a minute. The trenches that are cut out by a plow, you call them?
Furrow.
Was that the plural? You say you have a lot of?
Furrows.
Yeah, so far. All right, talking about land, if you have land with a lot of bushes and trees on it and you want to get the land ready for planting, you say you did what to it? To remove all the?
Clearing.
Yeah. Do you have a name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
Miss Watson calls it new ground.
Yeah. Okay, you know that just from her?
Yeah, just from her.
Do you have a name for a crop that grows up in a field, although it wasn't planted there? Like maybe you got a corn stalk in a peanut field or something like that?
No.
You ever heard the word volunteer crop?
Yes, yes.
Or it came
yes.
up volunteer?
Yes.
How would you use that, for example?
We've had volunteer plants in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If your hay, if you cut your hay off the first time, then it comes back up again. Do you have a name for that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know second cutting or second growth?
Yes.
Which one of those?
I guess I think of second growth more in the woods, you know, with the timber than mm-hmm. than with the hay crop, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Has wheat ever been grown in this part of the country?
Not much.
All right. Well, let me ask you a theoretical question then. When the wheat is cut, you'd say it's tied up into a what?
Are you trying to get sheaves?
Yeah.
Sheaf.
Okay. Do you have a word for what you would do with those sheaves? You would put them all together into a...
If it's not bundled, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know the word shock used that way?
For corn.
For corn.
We have corn shocks.
Mm-hmm. What are they like? You just...
It's the same thing.
You just pile the stalks all together?
It's cut and put in shocks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Would you say you shock the corn?
Mm-hmm, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
So you'd say you just want to get you to repeat it for me?
Shocked.
Shocked. How much corn to an acre would you say is a good yield?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not interested in the amounts, just the word. We raise
like
40.
200 bushels.
Sure, okay. What would you say that you did to oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
You threshed it.
Mm-hmm, right. All right, now I'm going to ask you some expressions that use pronouns. Say if we have to do a job together, you would say that and.
You and I.
Mm-hmm. In other words, the job is not just for one of us, it's for
both.
Mm-hmm. What about if you and another man are coming to see me? You would say that and are coming over. Not using your names. You would point to it and say, well.
He and I.
Okay. What about if you're identifying yourself? You would say, well, like you're knocking on the door. You'd say, oh, come on, open the door. It's just.
Me.
If you're pointing out somebody else, say a man, you'd say that's just
him.
And if it's a woman, it's
her.
And if it's several people, it's
them.
Okay. Now, this expression, comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall as
I am.
Or the other way around, I'm not as tall as
he is.
Okay. And comparing how well you do something, you might say he can do it better
than I can.
Okay. And talking about possession, if something belongs to me, you would say that's
mine.
If it belongs to me, it's
yours.
If it belongs to him, it's
his.
And to her,
it's hers.
And to them,
it's theirs.
And to both of us, it's
ours.
All right. If you have a lot of people who come over for a party or something, and they're all about to leave, you would turn to them and say, well, I hope you come back again.
I hope you'll.
Mm-hmm. What if they own something together, like a car? You might look at the car and turn to them and say, is that car?
Yours.
Okay. Now, what about y'all? Would you ever use, will y'all come back again?
Yes.